Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Most scientific disciplines contain topics that are still hotly debated by those at the top of the field. As Gavin Schmidt, senior research scientist at Columbia University, explains, such hotly contested areas that defy consensus are often distorted in the media.
Scientists say, it's a phrase you often read in articles reporting the latest scientific news. But if you think about it, it's a very odd phrase. No one writes articles beginning with politicians say or plumbers say. It sounds absurd, as if we expected all the world's politicians or all its plumbers to have gotten together to agree on something and then announce it. Yet when it comes to scientists, that's assumed to be normal. Scientists are not all of one mind about the truth. They are people working at the frontiers of uncertainty, trying various ways to get the world to give up some of its secrets. Science is amazingly competitive. Groundbreaking work that uncovers just a little bit of the unknown is what the Nobel Prizes are awarded for. However, most of the science news we hear about is based on papers that have just come out in a few high-profile journals that specialize in big splashy results. But if those results were already commonly accepted, they wouldn't have got into those journals to begin with. So we have a paradox. The work that the media supposes all scientists agree on is precisely the work that is on the edge of the uncertainties most likely to be contested and might in fact be completely wrong. By contrast, the stuff all scientists agree on is mainly to be found in textbooks or assessments by the National Academy of Science. Listening to scientists themselves discuss the latest studies is much more revealing of the real scientific process. Get on the web and dive into the scientific blogosphere, and you'll see a continuous series of proposals, observations, and challenges. It is nothing like the groupthink that some assume. So the next time that you hear that scientists say, look a little deeper, and you might find that there is an actual conversation.
That was Columbia University's Gavin Schmidt. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. The simplest thought, like the concept of the number one.